The Lord recently told Mother Elisha that when we all gather together on Sunday, we were to take a trip to Heart Dwellers Lane in heaven. We had been doing heavy-duty spiritual warfare all week, and this experience was to encourage us and give us hope of what we all can look forward to in our heavenly homes. The Lord began speaking. You do not need to wait, Elizabeth, to gather with others. You can go to heaven now. And whoosh! I was instantly transported to my heavenly home. Usually when in heaven, I visit my white Victorian cottage by the sea with its wraparound porch, French doors, and beautiful botanical gardens, indoors and out. Today I was transported to my country castle on a shimmering, pristine lake. So clear is the sparkling water, you could see all the way down to the bottom, and all the amazing colors of the fish and other lake inhabitants. I was standing outside looking at the front of the castle. My eyes were drawn to one of the turrets, which had a large arrow slit in it. And there was my beautiful child Joshua, who was already in heaven, waving enthusiastically at me with a big smile on his face. He has blonde hair with a touch of red, big, bright, golden green eyes, and he looks just like me when I was young. He is about 4 years old. Joshua yelled out, "Mom, can I ride Marie?" Marie is my mother Betty's horse in heaven. She is beautiful, red with a black mane and tail and white markings around her face and on her legs. "Of course you can, sweetheart," I shouted back. My heart leapt for joy to see my son so happy in heaven. He ran down the stairs, out into the inner courtyard of the castle, and into my open arms. I picked Joshua up and hugged him so tightly, lavishing kisses all over his face. He wiped his little cherubic face with his fist, saying, "Ah, Mom, I love you too." Joshua looked into my eyes and said, "The Lord is here, waiting for us at the entrance to the garden maze." Now, my heavenly castle reminds me of Leeds Castle in England. It's on a lovely lake, and there is an incredible outdoor garden maze with high, ivy-woven walls, where you can easily get lost in within moments of entering the maze. My son raced ahead of me, Mach 2 with his hair on fire, running towards the maze. He ran inside and disappeared. I was wondering why he didn't stay at the entrance where Jesus was supposed to be, when after several minutes I saw him in the crow's nest high above the maze. The crow's nest is for people who get lost in the maze and need to be directed to the exit. There is only one way in and one way out of this garden. You have to go to the center of the maze and out through an underground grotto to exit. Joshua called out, exclaiming loudly and with all the conviction he could muster, "Mommy, you need to follow the Lamb." "Follow the Lamb," he repeated. Just then Jesus appeared on my right as I was standing at the entrance of the maze. He said, "Come, beloved, I will show you the way in which you should go." I nodded in agreement, and at the same time we entered into the garden maze together. Then the scene changed, and I'm in a skyscraper penthouse condominium, high above the clouds, overlooking the ocean. And Jesus is next to me, along with Blessed Mother. And we are discussing finishing touches on a mansion for one of my brothers, who was a heart dweller. This brother died a martyr for his faith, and Jesus was telling us about some of the secret desires of his heart. And we were busy trying to manifest this in his eternal home. His residence needed to be extra special because he died a martyr. I immediately walked over to large double doors. Upon opening them, I saw the largest showroom of features and decor you could imagine for a home, for the interior and the exterior. It was beyond nothing I had ever seen. You could select different types of waterfalls, private islands, boats, docks, patios, greenhouses, landscapes, terrain, and every type of home was available. You could pick an igloo and put it in the middle of a rainforest. or take a palatial palace and surround it with miles and miles of desert sand. There were no limits as to what could be created. It was so far beyond our limited earthly imaginations. I got the sense that this was my work in heaven. What an awesome job! Heart Dweller's Lane in heaven is not a lane at all. It's a very, very large city, more like a county, actually more like a heavenly realm all by itself. I'm sure it has its own postal code. As I was finishing my brother's home, I spied a full-size clay samurai warrior, and this reminds me of Mother Elisha, because when she puts on her full armor of God, she looks like a samurai warrior. In one of Mother Elisha's home, off to the side of her house, there is a flagstone path that leads to a stunning Japanese garden with the most beautiful and colorful birds ever, a waterfall that sparkles, and koi pond with large lily pads that you can actually walk on. Literally, you can walk on water at Mother's home. Only Mother Elisha and, of course, God himself know which lily pads you can step on without falling into the water to get to her lovely hidden retreat made of bamboo and a very simple thatched roof. I found this out the hard way when I came up with a not-so-brilliant idea of trying to sneak up on Mother when she was at her retreat. I ended up soaking wet from head to toe after falling into the water several times trying to figure out the correct path. It is truly the perfect private getaway to be alone with her spouse. Only Mother Elisha would have thought of a way to booby-trap others from disrupting her time with her beloved Jesus. And that was the end of my heavenly visit. You all can have these same experiences by simply closing your eyes and imagining yourself in heaven. It's amazing what you will see, and Jesus is the best tour guide ever. God bless you, dear family, and I will see you all on Heart Dweller's Lane.